The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about Dublin's inner city, the dirtiest place in Ireland, according to the latest litter reports. Henry McKean has been investigating this for us because, Henry, the head of waste management at Dublin City Council has suggested that some people, now in fairness to him, he didn't say all, he did
some,
say some,
really important
have
that.
No sense of pride in their community. Is that right?
Yeah, this is really, really interesting. Barry Woods, head of waste management. He wants to make landlords responsible for tenants' waste collection. And yeah, he talks about, you know, locals in the inner city having no sense of pride and they dump their waste daily in the street. And I know lots of people in Dublin One will take great offence to that. And 99% of them probably do actually get rid of their rubbish the correct way. But some don't. Some actually do still dump it on in the street. And he was responding to IBAL, Irish Business Against Litter, because the North Inner City, every year, they're at the bottom of the list. They're the dirtiest urban area in Ireland. And Barry Wood says, you know what? We should be compared to Glasgow or Manchester or another big city, not somewhere like Tralee. So I went out there, Kieran. I walked around the North Inner City to see, you know, was it dirty? What's it really like? And you know something today, Kieran? It wasn't that dirty. Okay, there was a lot of dog poo everywhere. Lots of, can you say dog poo? You can. I think that's okay to say.
Yeah.
Dog poo.
What
all
else
over
you
the
say?
Place.
Dog waste.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What would you say?
Dog dirt.
Feces. Yeah. And like that. I know this is an afternoon program. You know, sometimes you even come across human feces. Sometimes you would come across that too, for various reasons, right. Antisocial reasons. Also, what I came across...
So not that dirty, as you just said.
Well, you know, there's poo.
What were you expecting?
I thought... I've spent lots of time doing reports about IBAL, and I've seen a lot of old fridge freezers and lots of rubbish. Today, I didn't see that. But I did see lots of broken clamps that had been removed illegally from cars. I came across quite a few of them. And I don't know if that's litter when you just come across a broken... I suppose it's a type of litter, isn't it?
Is,
a broken clamp, which I think is illegal. Anyway, I met this resident, Claire Lyons, and we asked her, does she have a sense of pride in the Dublin North Inner City?
Oh, I absolutely definitely do. I feel like the inner city's been left to rot for decades. You know, we all know the dereliction and property developers can just buy up huge chunks of the city and then run them into the ground. We've huge derelict sites that aren't even on the derelict sites register. So, you know, if a place is made look and feel horrible, that's how people are going to feel. That's, nobody cares about where they live. Nobody cares about the inner city. The inner city has been hollowed out for decades.
We can hear redevelopment in the background. New legislation, they're saying, should make landlords responsible for tenants' waste contracts. That's according to the Dublin City Council's head of waste management. Should it be up to the landlords to basically pay the bin chargers so people don't dump?
Well, yeah, an awful lot of tenants don't have access to bins, and we privatised our waste back in 2004. The waste was privatised by the local authorities and given over to private companies, so I think that's a huge issue. And also our waste infrastructure. I actually worked in the recycling industry back in 2005 when the privatisation was happening.
And you remember that?
I do, because I was working in the industry at the time and I was horrified. And I feel, you know, people pay council taxes, they pay council rates, and landlords have very little. We have some of the lowest, I'm actually living in emergency accommodation. We have some of the lowest rates of tenant protection in Europe, as far as I know. And I think, you know, the waste is symptomatic of that.
All right, so she's pride, absolutely pride of place when it comes to Dublin City. Do they clean it up regularly?
They do, and this is the myth. People think they're never cleaning Dublin City Centre and the North Inner City. They are. Henry Street gets cleaned every 15 minutes. That's really quite often.
Yeah.
Every 15 minutes they get another street cleaner or one of those machines or a human worker to try and clean it. Met this lad, originally from Romania, keeping Dublin clean with a jet washer.
So I'm here in the North Inner City and they have out these big high-powered jet hoses, just trying to keep the place a bit cleaner. So you're from We Are Dublin Town, you're part of the clean team, you've got the big jet out. is the inner city, is the north inner city clean or is it dirty? Is there pride or no pride?
Somewhere is clean enough, you know.
Sometimes it's clean.
Yeah. Usually, yeah, you know. You know, somewhere it's dirty, somewhere it's clean, you know.
Do you think the inner city, the north inner city, is clean or dirty?
Clean.
And why do you think it's clean?
Compared to Bladen, years ago it was clean. I lived here a long time ago, lived in these flats. I was born and reared in these flats.
You used to live in those flats?
Yeah, and I live in Finglas now, but look at these flats now. These were all...
These are brand new ones.
Yeah, these were hell holes, Mary's mansions. But they're the old ones, but they're all being redone up, yeah. It's much cleaner than it was. This was a no-go area at one time.
And now, no longer, you can walk down.
You can walk down. There used to be bollards in the middle of that road to stop you driving down or driving up. A long time ago, they took them all away. But.
So, I guess, Henry, when people talk about the cleanliness, they do mean the rubbish on the street, but they probably mean more than that, don't they? They mean the kind of a sense of just decrepitness and dilapidation and kind of drug dealing and stuff like that.
Well, there's no getting away from it. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned it because, you know, people have said to me in recent weeks, perhaps Dublin City Centre has lost the war against drugs. And it's really hard to say that out loud in the inner city. Locals, some, I have to use the word some again, they've just accepted it. They just shrug. And I tried to interview a lady. She was binning some rubbish she just picked up on the street. And she was trying to put it into a Dublin City Council bin. And there were some young lads in the flat complex above kind of jeering down, saying, are you from another radio station? I won't name that radio station. I said, no, I'm from News Talk. You can guess the radio station they thought I was from. Anyway, and she openly said to me, look, don't interview those lads there at the local drug dealers. So normally I would, but I didn't. I moved on. Her advice was just to move on. But I did meet these locals who were part of the New Irish.
I think Dublin City is dirty.
So you're fixing up one of these big belly automated bins. Do you think the city is clean or dirty, the inner city?
Absolutely, I think it's clean. So, yeah, especially now we are placing some new beings on the street, so... Yeah.
Do you think Dubliners take pride when it comes to cleanliness in the city centre?
I think so, yes.
Without giving away the location, there's some lads just up there in that flat complex using it as a kind of area to sell drugs. There's still drugs being sold, but you think the city's cleaner?
No, yeah. I've seen that so everywhere, so that's crazy. But yeah, most of the streets are clean enough, so. On the other hand, it's not safe enough, you know.
Not safe enough.
Yeah.
A lot of it comes down to people not having the knowledge about how to, you know, how to manage their waste. I think the onus should be on landlords to ensure that the tenants have an understanding of what they need to do with their waste, when it needs to go out. I even think it should be something that's included in their rent. So it comes down to that. And then I don't see why we can't implement some of the strategies that you see in other countries such as Portugal and Spain, where they have communal waste facilities.
So bring back free communal waste facilities.
Areas, communal bins, which are free, you know.
And you've been living in the capital city centre, north end of the city.
Yeah, for about 10 years now. And we have young kids and just unsanitary and just really depressing, actually, to be honest.
Dublin was always dirty, says one person. It's not called Dirty Owl Town for its sparkling environment. Henry, if you walked up the North Circular Road around Summer Hill, my children have to wade through dirty nappies and chicken bones. But what about this? Dublin's a kip. I'm very proud to have dumped three brags this morning and I couldn't give an SH1T what woke talk thinks.
That's so interesting. I take that as a compliment. I mean, remember, woke means that you're awake. And you're awake to the damages and the harm in the world. It can mean so many different things. But so that's interesting. That listener is proud of their dumping, which is important because perhaps what we need to do is make bin collection free for the Dublin inner city. It shouldn't be privatised. It should be free for them.
To another point that was raised, which is you know, by Dublin City Council, which was the suggestion landlords actually are responsible for the tenants.
Yeah, and the whole landlord thing is interesting. Perhaps landlords should take more of a responsibility. In other words, someone should pick up the bill because the tenants, many of them, just can't handle the responsibility of, you know, paying whatever it is, €9 for a black bin. €9 is quite a lot, actually. I think is it €10? But anyway, here is Claire Lyons again, a local from the inner city.
Landlords are meant to pay Schedule D tax income. We've exorbitant rents. We have the privatisation of our accommodation. Like, that's a hotel being built in the background, or a part hotel. We're not building homes for people. We're not building communities. And the rubbish and the litter and the dumping is symptomatic of how the city is being. Literally, the developers can do whatever they want. We've had protected buildings, like during COVID, protected buildings were illegally demolished over the May bank holiday weekend. That's the kind of stuff that's still going on in the Ireland of 2024 and Ireland of 2025. The litter and the rubbish is symptomatic of the city that has been created. I was in Dublin City Council offices. I was working in the Parks Department. There was a sign up on the third floor of Wood Quay, which again should be a historic site, saying Dublin City is open for business. That's the city we live in. We don't live in a city. We live in a corporatised environment. It's Dublin City Corporation. I worked for them. I was working for them this summer. And we used to joke about in the Parks Department, it's Dublin City Contracts, everything has been privatised. And landlords they have impunity. They can just do whatever they want. They can evict tenants. I'm part of the Community Action Tenants Union. And we see this all the time, the amount of evictions that are happening. And the hugely high rates, rent that people are paying. Of course, the landlords need to provide their tenants. You provide your tenants with waste, with water, with electricity, and with the roof over your head, and with structurally sound buildings. That's the minimum standards that landlords should be providing to everybody. They are being paid enough money in rent to provide this to people.
Claire Lyons, wrapping up that report from Woke Talks, Henry McKean. Henry, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.